today is Maggie Pint. Maggie, welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
What's new?
Well, I guess what's new in my world is some of the work that I'm doing with the JS Foundation to further the JavaScript ecosystem.
I want to talk about that. I know you're big into JavaScript. People that follow the show know you're the maintainer of Moment.js, very popular daytime
library. One of them.
Library.
There's a couple of us, but yes.
A couple of them. Okay, so you're one of the contributors on what's really the daytime library for JavaScript, I think.
Yes, we are the main daytime library for JavaScript. And one thing that we've done recently is become a member of the JS Foundation. And this is something I think people don't know a whole lot about. They hear the Linux Foundation or the .NET Foundation or the JS Foundation or the Apache Foundation. They're like, what do they do?
Oh, I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
What do they do? What is the JS Foundation?
Sure. So I can give a great example in a story about Moment.js. The impetus for us joining the JS Foundation was a little thing, which was you could run the command npm install Moment.js.
Okay, and that would install Moment.js?
One would hope that would install Moment.js.
That would be my expectation.
That would be the expectation.
Is that not correct?
That was not correct. So what was happening was that our NPM package name is actually just Moment, which is actually per the NPM guidelines. They say to leave the JS off. And some other group of people from outside the United States published a library with a very similar API to Moment, but with less functionality. Hmm. And they published it on NPM under the name Moment.js.
Oh.
And we started getting GitHub issues and Gitter issues and Stack Overflow problems with people just saying, why is your library crap and why do so many people use it? Because it doesn't work at all for me.
They were complaining about the other library.
They were complaining about the other library.
And blaming you.
And blaming us. Yep. So we went to NPM and we said, hey, we don't mind competition, but this isn't competition. This is just plain confusing for our users.
And you were here first.
And we were definitely here first. And can you do anything? Can you take this package down? And they actually very correctly said, no, we can't. And the reason for that is that what this was a case of, from a legal standpoint, was trademark infringement. Hmm. And NPM has to act within the bounds of the law like anybody else.
Right.
So without Moment having a registered trademark, there was no way that we could say someone was infringing upon it. It's just impossible. And when we realized this, we were like, oh my gosh, we don't know what to do, but this is a huge problem for our users, and we didn't know where to go. And I was talking to John David Dalton, who's the author of Lodash, and I mentioned this problem, and he was like, you know, Maggie, Lodash is part of the JS Foundation. At the time, they were actually called the jQuery Foundation.
Hmm.
And they will take care of problems like this for you. And I was like, oh my gosh, you're awesome. Thank you. And so I went and I talked to Chris Borchers, who's the executive director of the JS Foundation, and said, can you take care of this? And he was like, absolutely. You just need a trademark registered. We will do that with our attorney. Our attorney will send NPM an email, and that will be taken down.
Oh, wow. So you pay for the attorney, right? Or how does that work?
No, JS Foundation pays for the attorney.
So where do they get their money?
So they are community funded. They have several sponsors from the community, and the main one right now being IBM. And they are getting sponsorship from corporations who have a vested interest in the JavaScript ecosystem.
Mm-hmm.
And they're using that money to provide operational support to open source projects like Moment and Lodash and Grunt and Webpack and Require.js.
Oh, these are some big names.
Mocha.
The open source community.
Yes. All of the jQuery projects, so jQuery, jQuery Globalize, and jQuery UI, sit under the JS Foundation.
Hmm.
And
so those were the original ones?
Yes.
jQuery just became jQuery JS Foundation.
Yes.
And,
yes.
And then they decided, we're doing this really well. We'll just share our expertise with other people.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly. They actually just relaunched last October as the JS Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
And they relaunched with the kind of fundamental mission of coordinating the JavaScript ecosystem.
Huh.
So beyond just providing legal support, which is something that they do really well for us and we were really appreciative of, from the day that we joined JS Foundation to the day that package was down was less than 3 weeks.
I would say that the law is not a core competency of most software.
No, we had no idea. It's one of those things where, you know, Tim, the original author of Moment, it was like some utilities he thought might be useful to other people.
Huh?
And he put it on GitHub, and he wasn't.
You know, it's the package, the library for this.
Yeah, he wasn't expecting 7 million NPM downloads a month. He wasn't thinking anything like that at all. And you don't ever think my God, I have valuable intellectual property that someone might want to steal until it happens.
Right.
So they were really helpful in that. Another thing that JS Foundation does that I'm really excited about is they help these libraries that I was just mentioning get representation on TC39. So we're able to start to drive.
What is TC39?
Sure. So TC39 is the committee that defines ECMAScript, or more colloquially, the JavaScript programming language.
Okay.
So all of these new ECMAScript 2015, ECMAScript 2016 features that you're seeing coming out are thought of and created and standardized by TC39 and then implemented by the browser vendors. So what we're able to do via JS Foundation is have a voice in that. As the authors of major libraries in the ecosystem, we're able to say, hey, it would improve our lives and our situation if the programming language had this feature or that feature.
Oh,
and
well, that's relevant because Moment exists to compensate for deficiencies in JavaScript, right?
Exactly. Moment exists because the data object in JavaScript is really quite poor. And so one thing that I'm doing is I'm actually headed to TC39 this month to discuss reworking the data object in JavaScript to be something usable. It's funny to say that as a Moment author, I'm trying to get rid of my own library, but I really am. I don't
out of the job, aren't you?
Yeah, I don't want you carrying around my library just to deal with something that is in the language and is broken.
Right.
So that's one initiative that I'm working on with the JS Foundation, which I'm really excited about. And the JS Foundation is making that possible. It's making it possible for me to get there and things like that. So huge appreciation to them for that. Another initiative I have going with them, which is really cool, is right now it's a pain point in the JavaScript ecosystem to write good TypeScript definitions.
Okay.
If you're a TypeScript user, you want all of your strong typing in. And,
okay,
of course...
So we should define this. So TypeScript is a language, is a superset of JavaScript, and it transpiles down to JavaScript.
Yes.
And it provides some intelligence and a lot of IDEs and some strong typing.
Yep.
Based on the type definition files that you're talking about.
Yep.
But not every library that you use has that type definition file.
Exactly. So not every JavaScript library is written in TypeScript. In fact, most aren't. Moment is not. And so what has to happen is in order for Moment to have strong typing when it's used in a TypeScript project, someone has to write a definition. For this function, you get these parameters and they're of these types and this type is returned. And that is complicated. What happens or what has happened in the community is that most TypeScript definitions are in a repository called Definitely Typed. And that Definitely Typed repository is maintained by the community. People from the community make pull requests and say, I think it should be this way and I think it should be this way. And then the core team of Definitely Typed vets those pull requests and releases them. Other TypeScript definitions, including Moments, are maintained in the project itself by the project team.
Okay.
And this situation, there's ups and downs to both. So with Definitely Typed, when it's maintained by the community and not the maintainers of the project, what inevitably happens is that it's behind. The community doesn't know the release cycle of the project, and so they're always scrambling to catch up with releases. You flip around, and you do what Moment did, and you have the authors maintain the TypeScript definition. Then it's up to date to the release cycle. But what happens is that if the authors, and this does include us, we're totally guilty of this, aren't strong at writing TypeScript definitions, which is a very niche thing, then they make mistakes. So you get a little bit of a rock in a hard place. So what I'm looking for right now with JS Foundation is I'm working with several other libraries who have been affected by this problem, and we're looking to the community to try to find a people and process solution to this. Technically, there's not a whole lot else we can do, but what we need is a community effort to rally around these projects and be coordination points. Say, I want to know when Moment's releasing. I am happy to go keep Definitely Typed up to date, and I am a strong TypeScript definition writer. And kind of get people coordinating a little bit more so that the library authors can advise the Definitely Typed people on their release dates and what their APIs really mean, and the Definitely Typed people can advise the library authors on exactly how to write correct definitions. And that's a working group that's part of the JS Foundation. So it's something that we are working on together.
Very cool. You're it's lucky you found these guys.
Yeah.
Tell me about the story of Moment JS, this competing, not quite as good library. Are they still around? If I type in npm install Moment JS, is that still giving me the wrong thing?
No. What it'll give you now is just a text file that says this is not Moment.
And that's because now you have a copyright and you were able to enforce that.
So it's not a copyright, actually. The copyright is for the code itself.
What you're dealing with
is a trademark.
Trademark.
It's funny. And, you know, the only reason
I mentioned earlier that law is not the only reason
that I point that out is because I didn't know that either.
Okay.
They were like, this is a trademark infringement case, not a copyright case. And we were like,
you were able to enforce that copyright even sort of after the fact.
Yes.
At least for them.
Yes. They were able to get an attorney on board and able to get our trademark filed. And once our trademark was filed, then we had clear prior use. Moment, our library has existed since 2011 and just got taken down.
Oh, okay. So they may still be out there doing something, but it's not part of NPM, which is key.
Yep. So they're still out there on GitHub. We don't really care. The big thing was to not have our users accidentally getting that library. Again, we don't mind competition. There are a couple of great date libraries out there that aren't us. There's JS Jota and Date Functions, and they're both great libraries. We don't mind them.
We just don't want to be confused. Is there anything we haven't covered we should?
I guess, you know, when we're talking about the context of the JS Foundation and really any open source foundation, the one thing that I would have the audience keep in mind is that the job of those foundations is to support community projects. For the JS Foundation, what that means is that they do not pay engineers to work on those projects. When you talk about what these foundations are doing, it's not about funding developer time. It's about making sure that these projects have the support so that they can continue to have community around them. And so it comes in the form of legal support, as I talked about, representation on TC39, things like web design, or if we need to do travel for the library's sake, they will cover that. And that's where the focus is.
Maggie, thank you so much.
No problem. Technology lets me have friends who work on lots of open source projects.